at the start. So we saw yesterday, right at the end, the Gemara tells us that with regard to the Soif Zman Tefillah, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which means, unlike the opinion of the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, you can daven until Chatzos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven only till Arba Shois, although the Gemara did say, Lamaskona, that Arba Shois is Ad Va'ad Bichlal. So it's not until the onset of the fourth hour, but rather it is until the end of the fourth hour, which, again, in a classic day of 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening, means you can daven Shacharis until 10 o'clock. So now, we just want to have a look, briefly, there's not so much, but have a look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Mishnah Brura in front of you. So have a look at Siman Pei Tes, 89, Pei Tes. In a classic print, you'll find it on Omud Kuf Yud Tes, Omud Aleph. 237. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, part of the Shulchan Aruch is actually a halacha which we have not yet learned, and that is with regard to when you can begin davening from. We've discussed halachas of when you can end, not when you can begin. So have a look at the Shulchan Aruch Peites. We're just going to see part of Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Tfilas HaShachar, when is the Zman for davening Shacharis? Mitzvosa sheyaschil im Hanetz HaChamo. You can begin davening from Netz HaChamo. We learn from this pasuk Yiraucha im Shemesh. Im hispalel mishaolo amud hashachar. As we know, amud hashachar is a zman previous, prior to Netz HaChamo. If you daven from the earlier time, v'ho'ir pnei mizrach, then you are yotzer, you are yotzer. Okay, that part of the Shulchan Aruch is not so much relevant to us. What I'd like to concentrate on is the rest of the sif. V'nimshach zmano. And the Zman of Shachris is Nimshach, which means it continues, Ad Soif Dalot Shois. Ad Soif Dalot Shois. So we see there in that line two separate Chidushim. Number one, that we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, because it says 4 hours, it does not say Chatzois. And number two, it says Ad Soif Dalot Shois. Why is that again? We've seen the Gemara, we understand the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us quite clearly that the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Ad Va'ad Bichlal. So it's up to and including that fourth hour, all the way up to 10 o'clock. Says the Shulchan Aruch, how much is that? Shehu Shlish Hayoim. That is a third of the day. So again, if the day goes from 6 till 6, this will be a third of that, 4 hours, from 6 till 10 o'clock. Now, let's just stop for a moment before we continue. Have a look at the Mishnah Brura Sifkotan Hey. The Mishnah Brura Sifkotan Hey. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ve'im hayoim oruch yud ches shois, if, for example, in the summer, where the day is actually longer than 12 hours, and it can be all the way to 18 hours. Yud Ches is 18. We always talk about the classic day of 6 till 6, but it needn't necessarily be. It could, in theory, be from 3 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, which would mean that the day is actually 18 hours and the night is 6 hours. So when you have that, then have a Vav Shois al hayoim, then 6 hours becomes the end of Soif Zman Tefillah. Why is 4 converted to 6? Because this is a principle we've mentioned in the past, that when we talk about hours of the day, we are talking about Shois Zmanios. Shois Zmanios always means not 60-minute hours. Rather, you take the day, you divide it into 12 segments, and each one of that is an hour. So therefore, very simple mathematics. If you have a day which is 18 hours, and you divide that into 12 segments, then each segment will, of course, be 90 minutes, an hour and a half. So 4 hours into the day is not 4 times 60 anymore. It's 4 times an hour and a half, which is 6 hours. So too, the reverse, says the Mishnah Brura. Ukashahayoim oruch tes shois. In the short winter day, when the morning might only begin, let's say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it finishes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which means you only have a 9-hour day. So there, it would work in the other direction. If you split your 9 hours into 12 segments, then obviously you're going to end up with each hour being 3/4 of an hour, 45 minutes, because 9 is 3/4 of 12. So if you have 3/4 of an hour, that's 45 minutes. So when will Soif Zman Tfila be? Soif Zman Tfila will be 4 times 45. 4 times 45 is 90, 180, which is 3 hours. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ukashayoim Oruch Tes Shois, Hava Gimel Shois. Then it will be 3 hours into the day. So the rule does not change. The mathematics changes. The rule is a constant. However long your day is, you split that into 12 segments, you times that by 4, and that will give you the Soif Zman Tfila. Says the Mishnah Brura, De La Oilom, because we forever Masha'arin, we always estimate, we calculate, Sho'is Elu, these hours that we talk about, whether it's 3 hours or 4 hours, whatever it may be, we always talk about Lafi Inyan Hayoim. It's always according to the status of the day. Veheim nikroim shois zmanios. And that's what's called shois zmanios. Shehayoim mischalik. Because the day is divided up into leyud beis chalokim, into 12 chalokim. If you look at the Sha'aret Zion in Yud, right at the bottom of the page, bottom left-hand corner, and Sivkot in Yud, he simply says two words, Yud kol apoiskim. This is unanimously agreed upon. Everybody agrees that the principle of Shois Zmanios is what we're discussing over here. Therefore, 4 hours into the day is not 4 of our clock hours. Rather, it is 4 hours of Shois Zmanios, whether that's more than 60 minutes or less than 60 minutes, whatever it ends up to be. Says the Mishnah Brura in explanation, the Inyan Hashlish. Fine. So we accept that the Soif Zman Tfila is 4 hours, which is a third of the day. Where does this come from? The Inyan Hashlish, this principle of the third of the day, where does that come from? Hu Shetfilas Hashachar, because the morning Tfila, Hu Neged Korban Tomid, corresponds to the Korban Tomid. Ula Oilom Loi Icharu Oisoi, and they never ever delayed it. Milahakriv, from sacrificing that korban, la'achar shlish hayoim. Right, so we've seen this in the Gemara, this is not a chiddush for us. Tfilah shacharis corresponds to the korban tomid. The korban tomid was never, ever, ever brought later than, a third into the day, and that becomes, therefore, the Soif Zman Tfila. Says the Mishnah Brura, and I think Ramesh Zedek, you asked this yesterday, says the Mishnah Brura, V'tzorich ligmoir hatfila. When we talk about Soif Zman, that's not the time that you can begin davening. You have to actually finish davening. V'tzorich ligmoir hatfilas yudches, which is the Shemoneh Esra, B'toich hashlish hayoim, within the third of the day. So when you got to the 4 hour mark, by that point you have to have finished Shmoneh Esra. That's not the time that you may begin Shmoneh Esra. That's the time that you must finish Shmoneh Esra. So far, I don't think that's a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch has paskened unequivocally like Rabbi Yehuda and told us that you got to daven, which the Mishnah Brura explains means you got to finish davening by 4 hours into the day. that calculation of 4 hours, as we've seen, depends on the length of the day, but it's always 4 hours. Now, look back into the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's continue now. Ve'im ta'o. What happens if you made a mistake? Or actually, oy ovar. Ovar means you deliberately missed the Sovzman Tefillah. Ve'hispalel achar dalet shois ad chatzois. What happens if you either accidentally or even deliberately davened after the Sovzman Tefillah any time until Chatzos? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afal pi she'ein lo ischar b'tefillah b'zmano, even though you will not get reward for having davened on time, but schar tefillah miha ikka. But at least you will get reward for davening, which means that we have not completely deleted the opinion of the Rabbanon. Even though we paskan like Rabbi Yehuda, that Sovzman Tefillah is 4 hours into the day. But at least b'dieved, if you add a accidentally or even deliberately davened after that time until Chatzos, you will at least get schar for Tefillah, albeit not for tefillah bizmano.
Mano.
Now, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, have a look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Vov, on the previous page. Says the Mishnah Brura, oy ovar. What does it mean, oy ovar? Rotzoloima, this means to say, shebemezid, deliberately shoho es hatfilah. He deliberately delayed his davening. Ad she'ovar zmano, until the time had elapsed, v'achakach hispalel, and only after that he davened, afal pi kein, says the Mishnah Brura, nonetheless, yotzo yedei chovas tefillah. He is still yotze his chiv tefillah, af, albeit, she'hoisa shaloi bizmano, even though it was not on time. V'hu ha-din, says the Mishnah Brura, important, very, very, very important chiddush. V'hu ha-din, so too it's true, she'lechatchila im loy hispalel mikoidem, if you did not daven until arba shois, and you phone up the Rav and you say to him, what should I do now, having missed Seif Zman Tefillah? Says the Mishnah Brura, now even lechatchila, sorich, lehispalel, achar dalet shois, achar ad chatzois. Rak she'ein lo schar, as we said before, ketfila bizmano. You won't have the schar of davening bizmano. In other words, the Mishnah Brura is coming to point out something very important. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have to daven by 4 hours into the day. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, and if you davened afterwards, you're yoitza. If not tfila bizmano, at least tfila. The Mishnah Brura fills us in on the missing case, because the Shulchan Aruch only spoke about somebody who already davened and is coming after the Maisa, is coming after the event and saying, I just now davened 5 hours into the day. So the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, you've been Yotze Yochi of Tefillah. But if I would have asked my Rav in the first instance, it's 5 hours into the day, am I allowed to go ahead and daven? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about that case. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. That's the halacha as well. So this is a very, very, very important halacha. Somebody, unfortunately, for example, is not feeling well. He simply cannot get out of bed or cannot wake up early in the morning. And by the time he gets round to davening, he's missed Seif Zman Tefillah. What should he do? So according to the Mishnah Brura, you can still daven Shacharis up to Chatzos. It's true, you will not have the schar of davening bizmano, but at the end of the day, at least you'll have the schar of davening shalei bizmano. That's a very important halacha. Says the Mishnah Brura in conclusion, V'toiv sheyispalel oz b'toiras nedova. It's better in an instance like that that you should daven your Shmona Esra, meaning after 4 hours, up to Chatzos, as a nedova. a voluntary tefillah. Why? Ki yesh poiskim shesovrim. Because then we have to be medayat the Mishabura very carefully now. Because there are some poiskim who maintain the behazed, if to underline the word the behazed, that if you missed davening ad dalet shoyis deliberately, then loy motzi lehispalel klal. Some poiskim maintain that no, you cannot daven afterwards if you deliberately missed the seif zman. Therefore, al kain. Therefore, what's best to do, says the Mishnah Berurah? Yispalel, you should daven, v'yasne, and he should make a tanai, stipulate, she'im mitzad hadin hu potur, if technically, according to the strict letter of the law, he's actually exempt from tefillah because he's already missed it, then hu b'toiras nedova, then it should be a voluntary tefillah. Now, why am I saying you have to be medayek the Mishnah Berurah very carefully? If I were to ask you, Mayrav Raboisai, halacha lemaisa now. Somebody is feeling very unwell and he simply cannot get out of bed. And by the time he can pull himself out of bed, it's now he's missed Soif Zman Tefillah. It's gone 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. If I were to ask you, what should he do? The answer is he should daven and he doesn't need to make it tonight. Because if you are medayek the words of the Mishnah Berurah carefully, and that's the line we said we should, the word we should underline, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some poiskim who hold that if you bemazed missed the seif zman, then you can't daven anymore. Therefore, in order to cover that opinion, you should make it tonight. But nobody in the world holds that if you missed seif zman by accident, no fault of your own, nobody says there that you can't daven afterwards till chatzos. So, Be'ezras Hashem, this halacha of bemezid should never be relevant to us. Nobody, obviously, bemezid misses Soif Zman Tefillah. What might happen, and Be'ezras Hashem, this also shouldn't happen, but this can happen. A person oversleeps, a person is feeling unwell, whatever it may be, and by accident, he missed the Soif Zman Tefillah, then lechatchila, he can go ahead and daven his entire Shmona Esra after the Seif Zman, any time until Chatzos. And he does not need to make a Tanai. We must not make a mistake over here. The Mishnah Berurah only says the principle of Tanai in the case of Hazed when he deliberately missed Seif Zman Tefillah. Now, let's go back into the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch told us about two separate halachas. Number one, you should daven until Dalet Shoyis. Number two, if you davened afterwards, that's okay b'diavad, says the Mishnah Berurah, but va'acha chatzois. Once you've missed chatzois, that's it. Osur lehispalel tfilas shachris. It makes no difference whether you missed tfilah b'mezid, b'shoigeg, b'oynas. The best I can give you is until Chatzos. But once you've missed Chatzos, then it really is all over. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Zayin. Let's just make a very brief hakdoma to the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll understand the Mishnah Berurah better. Technically, when is the Zman of Mincha? The earliest time you can daven mincha is what we call mincha gedoila, which is 6.5 hours into the day. Again, let's talk about the classic 6 till 6 day, 12:30. When can you daven shachris until? So we said lechatchila until 10 o'clock, b'dievet until 12 o'clock. So 1 second. What happens between 12 and 12:30? This seems to be no man's land. You're telling me that I can't daven shachris, that's what the Ramah says. Acha chatzois, it's osalis balol shachris. But you're also not allowing me to daven mincha, that's very peculiar. So what is it? Is it the zman of shachris, or is it the zman of mincha? Very bizarre. Just like, for example, when it comes to mincha and ma'ariv in the afternoon and evening. At the end of the zman mincha follows the zman of ma'ariv. There's no man's land. So why over here is there's a half an hour of, as we say in Yiddish, nishtahin and nishtaher. The answer is, technically speaking, you can daven Shacharis until 12:30. Why do we always talk about Chatzos as being the absolute end of Zman Shacharis, not Mincha Gedoila? So the Mefarshim explain, because we're worried that you're going to get mixed up in that half an hour when the sun is very bright and it's perhaps difficult to tell exactly where it is in the sky. Therefore, you might make a mistake. How much might you make a mistake? By half an hour. Therefore, the cutoff point becomes Chatzos. But technically, in theory, we could really allow you to daven until 12:30. So now look at the Mishnah Brura in Sikkot and Zayin. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mashma Miloshoin Harav. Who's the Rav? The Ramo. The implication of the Ramo is the Afilu Takeoff. Takeoff means immediately. Even immediately Acha Chatzos, Osur Leispalel Shachris. Lechatchila, you should have davened by 10 o'clock. B'dieved, by Chatzos. But after Chatzos, the Mashmaos is at 12:01, you can no longer daven. Va'adle'el ko'i. And this is referring to the case that we mentioned above, meaning, bein ovar b'mezid, oi to'o b'shoigeg. That seems to be the implication of the Ramah. The Ramah is a continuation of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is clearly talking about both somebody who missed Soiv Zman by accident, or missed Soiv Zman deliberately, it makes no difference. In both of those cases, the Ramah says, once you get to Chatzos, game over. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'yesh Mekilin. There are some opinions who are lenient. B'hachatzi sho'o sha'achar Chatzos. Some opinions are lenient and they say that you can daven in that half an hour after Chatzos. So what are we going to do? Halacha l'maisa. The Ramah tells us until Chatzos. Some poskim are makel and they say no, another half an hour. So what should we do? Halacha l'maisa. Says the Mishnah Brura, uladina lahalacha mashma mipri megodim v'derech achayim. She'ein lozuz. What does lozuz mean? We do not move. Mipsak harav. We do not move from the psak of the Ramah. V'chein mashma mibiur hagra. And so is the implication from the Vilna Goyen. That what? The be'emes. The real truth is kvar higia zman mincha. Really, do you know when the real Zman of Mincha is? Really, the Zman of Mincha begins at Chatzos. Shemascheles mitchilas sheva. Really, at the beginning of the seventh hour, after the sixth hour is up at 12:01, technically, that is the Zman of Mincha. Elo, so why don't we allow anybody to have Mincha until 12:30? Why do you have to wait? Elomitam she'ein onu bekiyim, because we're not expert enough. We might make a mistake. V'shema yovoi litois, and you might come to make a mistake. V'alkein osru chazal, and that's why Chazal say don't daven mincha at 12 o'clock. So what's the Mishnah Brura telling us? It's true. Some opinions are lenient, and they say that you can daven Shachris in this very bedievit situation, even up to 12:30. Says the Mishnah Brura, halacha l'maisa, we do not paskin like that. The Prima Godim, the Derech HaChaim, the Vilna Goyen, all tell you that no, you cannot. Why not? Because technically speaking, 12 o'clock is no longer Shachris time. 12 o'clock is really Mincha time. Practically, we don't allow people to daven mincha at 12 o'clock. Why? Because a mistake may be made. That's why we have this half an hour buffer zone, or as we called it, the no man's land, in which you can't daven shacharis and you can't daven mincha. But if we are really asked, what is the real truth? Is this zman shacharis or zman mincha? It's the zman of mincha. I'm not going to allow you to daven minchasei chazal because people will make mistakes. Therefore, you have to wait. Therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, but if you miss shachris, I cannot allow you to daven shachris in that time. Because essentially, that's no longer shachris time, it's mincha time. Oh, really? It's mincha time? So let me go and daven mincha then. Well, I can't allow you to do that either because you might make a mistake. But technically speaking, it's mincha time. And therefore, we absolutely go with the Ramah. Once you get to Chatzos, it's game over. So what should you do? Halacha l'maaseh, says the Mishnah Brura in conclusion, Al-Kain. And therefore, Kesheshogag, Oinenas, if somebody accidentally, or Nenas, it was an Oinas, V'loi hispalel Kodem Chatzos. He missed Seif Sman Tefillah, he missed Chatzos, he looks at his watch, it's 12 o'clock and he hasn't yet daven shachris. What should he do, halacha l'maaseh? For the moment, nothing. Yamtin, he should wait. Acha chatzos, chatzi shah. He should wait after chatzos another half an hour. Says the Mishnah Brura in parenthesis, Dahainu kedei sheyagia zman tfilas amincha, so that the zman of tfilas mincha will finally arrive. And then the Yispalel Mincha, not Shachris. Remember when we learned the halachas of Tashlumin? You always daven the tefillah which is on your plate first. Then you do the catch-up. So the Yispalel Mincha, va'achakach, Shachris, v'toiras, Hashloma. And then you will daven Shachris as a Hashloma, as a Tashlumin. But v'loy lehepach, don't switch the order. Don't do Shachris first and then Mincha. Also, v'gam, you should also know, says the Mishnah Brura, dafka b'shegeg oinenas. Again, when we learned the halachas of Tashlum and we saw, aval b'meizid ein loy takona. B'meizid, I'm very sorry to tell you, there is no institution of Tashlumin for somebody who missed the Seif Zman deliberately. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, you should daven lechatchila by 10 o'clock. And if you missed 10 o'clock, you can daven until 12 o'clock. If you missed 12 o'clock, then if it was b'meizid, kiss goodbye to shachris. Finished. Nothing you can do. If it was b'shoigig or b'oynes, wait half an hour. Daven mincha, following which you will daven a second Shmoneh Esra as tashlumin for shachris. Says the Mishnah Brura, one more halacha in conclusion, if you look on the next line. Omnom b'dieved im hispalel shachris b'chatzi sha'ozu sha'acha chatzois. What happens if you did daven shachris in that half an hour buffer zone? We just said, some are meikel, the Mishnah Brura did not want to be meikel. But what happens if after the event, you've done it? You daven shachris at 12:15. Says the Mishnah Brura, yotza. B'dieved you are yotza v'ein tzorich lehispalel sheinis. You do not need to go and daven again. So there we have it. That's all the halachas. Let's sum up. Lechatchila, obviously, we want to make sure that we daven by 4 hours into the day, by 10 o'clock. If you missed it, whether you missed it, b'meizid, b'shoigig, b'oynas, you can go and daven until 12 o'clock. If you missed 12 o'clock as well, then you should wait half an hour, daven mincha, and then do another Shmoina Esra as a tashlumin, providing that the shachris that you missed out was b'shegeg or b'oynas. If it was b'meizid, you can't do tashlumin.
Rav, what happens with the rest of shachris? Kriya Shema?
So those are other halachas. Mishnah Brura also says elsewhere you can essentially do that all day.
Okay.
Everything we're discussing at the moment is only Shmoneh Esra.
Okay, I want to remind everybody we're going to be cut off in about 3 or 4 minutes. I will send out another invite. Okay?
Fine. So you know what? So let's do that now because we've come to a way. Let's just sum up.
Okay.
Lechatchila, we're davening by 10 o'clock. The Eved until Chatzos. If you missed Chatzos, then you will have tashlumin for mincha if you missed it out b'shogeg u'b'ayinus. If b'di'eved you davened in that half an hour buffer zone, meaning from 12 till 12:30, then b'di'eved you do not need to repeat the Shmoneh Esra and you'll be yotzer then. Okay, so let's knock out.
Does it work the other way around, that if you end up davening mincha in that buffer zone, are you still okay?
Oh, that's a whole big discussion. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. Rabbi Kveiga, technically, yes, you're yotzer.
Okay. We'll see you in a minute.
Sure.
It's still on, yeah?
Yes, that's right.
No, it's changed. It's cold.
Okay, back into the Gemara. Just learn a couple more lines. We're on the first very wide line.
Rabbi Yosef, can you mute?
Ramesh Ali, you can mute whoever you want. You're the host.
Yeah, don't think we can really hear them.
Okay, I see.
I think they're objecting.
What?
Okay.
Right.
So.
Yep. Okay, so back into the Gemara on the very first wide line. Bal Tomit Shel Shachar Shekorev Ba'arba Shois. So this is one of the things that we mentioned from the Mishnah in Idyos, that the Korban Shel Shachar was sacrificed up to and including 4 hours into the day, which means until 10 o'clock. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana who says the following? Lahor de Tanan, we have a Mishnah, and it says, V'cham HaShemesh V'nomis. This is a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, where it's discussing the mon, and it says the shemesh was warm, v'cham hashemesh, the nomes and the mon began to melt. And it says in the Mishnah, that is ba'arba sho'os. That happened at 4 hours into the day, which means 10 o'clock. And the Mishnah continues there, ata oimer, ba'arba shois, is that indeed arba shois, oy ein oy elo b'sheish shois? When did that melting of the mon occur? Did it happen at 4 hours into the day or perhaps at 6 hours into the day? The Mishnah seemed determined that it happened at 4 hours into the day. How do you know? Says the Mishnah there, kishu oy mer kachoyim hayoyim. We know this is a pasuk written in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. It says that the Malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu as he sat outside of his tent. Kachoim Hayoim. Now, Kachoim Hayoim is a very strange expression. Why is it Kachoim Hayoim a strange expression? As Rashi is going to explain to us, Kachoim Hayoim, a day is not hot. The sun is hot. What does it mean, kachoyim hayoyim, as the day was hot? The day is not hot, rather the sun is hot. That's a very peculiar expression. So we're going to see what that means, but basically it means as follows. This is the way that Rashi, and we're going to see the Gemara explains to us. When the sun comes out, not everything in the world is immediately heated up. It happens at various stages. When the sun initially comes up in the morning, things are still cold. Eventually, things begin warming up, but if you're in shade, then you will not be hot. Then there reaches a point in the day when it's so warm that even if you are in shade, you'll still be hot. And that's what it means, kachoyim hayoyim. Kachoyim hayoyim means you will be hot because the day is hot, even if you're not actually in the sun. And that happens at 6 hours into the day. So now, when the other pasuk says, V'cham HaShemesh, there the implication is that you will be hot only if you're in the sun. Therefore, that can't be 6 hours into the day. 6 hours into the day, which is K'chatzos Hayoyim, that is the hottest part of the day. The day is hot, not just the sun. Meaning, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, you will always be hot, even if you're in shade. So now let's come back to the first pasuk. It says that the mon, when v'cham hashemesh, when the sun was hot, meaning only if you're in the sun, it then melted, which means 4 hours into the day. 4 hours into the day. That's what the Gemara says again. Ata oyma ba'arba shois. You're saying ba'arba shois. Oy ein oy ela b'shei shois. Maybe cham hashemesh means 6 hours. No, it can't be. Why not? Because kashu oyma kachoyim hayoy. Because when it says in a different pasuk, it talks about not the shemesh being hot, but rather the yoim being hot. Hari shei shois omur. So then 6 hours has been described for us. 6 hours is when you can talk about the day being hot. So ha'moani mekayem. So how will I understand the first pasuk of v'cham hashemesh v'nomes? That must be ba'arba shois. That's 4 hours into the day. Fine, so that's simple translation. Now, there's a big problem over here. If you look in that pasuk, that talks about the mon melting, it says, and Rashi talks about this, it says, they went to collect the mon in the boiker. They collected mon in the boiker, and then it says, v'cham hashemesh v'nomes ba'arba shois. And then it melted in the fourth hour. Now, what is going on over here? Says the Gemara, money. Who's talking over here? Who is the one who authored this Mishnah and told us that v'cham hashemesh v'nomes means 4 hours? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbanon. It does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Neither does it fit in with Rabbanon's opinion either. Why? Because I Rabbi Yehuda ad arba shois nami tzafra. Tzafra means morning. Until 4 hours, you can still call it the morning. I Rabbanon ad chatzois nami tzafra. That even until chatzois is the morning. In other words, when the Chachomim, the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yehuda had their machloikas, when can you bring the Tomid Shel Shachar? So if we have a discussion about the Tomid Shel Shachar, obviously there is a machloikas, what is the definition of Shachar? Rabbi Yehuda tells us, up to 4 hours into the day. Rabbonon tell us, up to 6 hours into the day. So we have a machloikas, basically, what is the definition of morning? Because after all, the korban is described as the korban tomid shel shachar. And if it is shel shachar, I'm having a machloikas when you can daven till and when you can bring the korban till. So clearly we've got a machloikas when is shachar. Is it till 4 hours in the day or is it until 6 hours in the day? Now come back to the posuk in the mon. It says, they collected mon in the morning, but it melted thereafter in the sun, which was at 4 hours in the day. 1 second. Why is 4 hours in the day no longer considered morning? According to Rabbi Yehuda, up to and including the fourth hour, you're still in the morning. According to the Chachamim, of course you're in the morning. You're in the morning till 12 o'clock. So whoever told us that v'nomes, it melted in the sun in the fourth hour, not after 4 hours, in the fourth hour, and is clearly telling us therefore that that's no longer considered morning, because it says in the pasuk they collected the mon in the morning, following which it melted in the sun, and you're telling me following which means following which in the fourth hour. Who in the world holds that in the fourth hour is no longer morning? Neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbonon. That's a question of the Gemara. Have a look at Rashi. First wide line. Keshuhu oime kechoyim hayoyim harei shei shois omor kloima. Motsinu b'mokoyim acher. We have found in a different pasuk, the pasuk with regard to Avram Avinu, sheshino hakosuv b'loshoinei. The pasuk has changed the loshon. It doesn't talk about choyim hashemesh, it talks about choyim hayoyim. the Omar, and it says there, quote unquote, the who Yoishev Pesach Ha'oyel Kachoim Hayoim. Close quote. That is Avram Avinu sitting Kachoim Hayoim. V'loy Omar Kachoim Hashemesh. But it does not say there Kachoim Hashemesh Elo Hayoim, quote unquote. Mashma, so the implication is Kol Hamakoim Oishamin. Everywhere is warm. Bain chamo, bain tzeil. Whether you're in the sun or you're in the shade, it's always hot. And when is that? U'medaber b'shor shishis. That only happens in the sixth hour. So homo ani mekayim v'cham hashemesh. When it says, however, that the mon melted, not when the day was hot, but when the sun was hot, the mashma the hashemesh cham v'hatzeil tzoini. There it's mash, but if you're in the sun, you'll be warm. And if you're in the shade, you'll be cold. What is that? Barbashois, says Rashi. De'ilu kaidem arbashois. If it is even prior to that time, it's just an hour or two in the day, then af hashemesh tzeinim. And even if you're in the sun, you're still cold. If you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, it might be sunny, but it's not yet warm. Says Rashi, mani. So who's talking? Ha de mashma, that which is implied. The arba lav boiker, who? That fourth hour is no longer considered boiker. Why is that the implication? Doxiv, because it says, vayilketu oisoi ba boiker. They collected them on morning. Vecham hashemesh venomes hanoisar. And the sun heated up and melted anything that remained. Umid muki. And seeing as we established venomis, quote unquote, that melting is ba'arba shois, that means you've missed the time to collect your mon. Michlau the lav zman lakita. Obviously, it's no longer the time that you can collect your mon. V'lav boiker mikri. And we would no longer call that the morning. So who is that? Who on earth is that talking? Says one more Rashi. Arabashois namitzafrahu d'ho omrat, because we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad v'ad b'chlal. And it says there, v'gabe tomid k'siv ta'ase baboiker. So it clearly says in the Torah that you bring the korban tomid until when? Until the boiker. So let's put all the pieces of the puzzle together. The korban is brought at a time which is described as boiker. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most strict opinion, when does that run out? 4 hours. But not at the beginning of the fourth hour, because it's ad v'ad bichlal, at the end of the fourth hour. So when does the boiker terminate? When does it expire? According to Rabbi Yehuda, 10 o'clock. In which case, we don't understand that previous Mishnah. What does it mean that it says they collected the mon in the boiker, following which it melted in the fourth hour? What do you mean? What, in the fourth hour, 9 o'clock it melted? That's no longer boiker? Who in the world holds that in that fourth hour it's no longer boiker? Even Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most strict opinion, but he doesn't say 9 o'clock, he says 10 o'clock. So that Mishnah doesn't fit in with Rabbi Yehuda, and Kol Shekeli doesn't fit in with Rabbanon, obviously. Because according to Rabbanon, the boiker takes us all the way till 12 o'clock. So what's going on? 6 hours. So who's talking over there? Says the Gemara in conclusion, don't worry. Ibois Emer Rabbi Yehuda, Ibois Emer Rabbanon. You can quite easily learn that the Mishnah was authored either by Rabbi Yehuda or by Rabbanon. You told me you don't think it fits in with anybody. It actually fits in with everybody. Iboyis eimer Rabbanon, omakro, baboiker, baboiker. When we read the Pasuk, it says baboiker twice. Vayilkutu samon baboiker, baboiker. Why does it say morning twice? Chalkehu l'shnei bekorim. Split the morning into two. Ah, According to Rabbanon, the morning takes you until 12. But if the Torah says, boike ba boike, it's telling you, split it into two. So when does it run out? 9 o'clock. Ah, perfect. So when did it melt? In the fourth hour. No problem at all. V'ibayis ema Rabbi Yehuda. It also fits in. Hi, boike yaseira. This extra word, boike, is lahaktim loy shor achas. Is to bring it forward 1 hour. So of course Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the boike only terminates at 10 o'clock. But the Torah doesn't write boike. The Torah writes boike, boike. That extra word comes to teach us that we're talking about a time which is actually earlier than 10 o'clock. Bring it forward 1 hour to 9 o'clock, and therefore it melted in the fourth hour. Says the Gemara in conclusion, the kula alma miha. Everybody agrees that v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomis is ba'ar ba'shois. My mashma, what is the implication? How do you actually learn that? So we saw this in Rashi already, but here's the Gemara. Omer v'cham ba'yakov, omer kro, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomis. Eizo hi shor. When is the time sh'ha-shemesh cham? It talks about cham ha-shemesh, about the sun being warm. When is the sun warm? V'hatzeil tzoinin, but when you're in shade, it's cold. Avhoime v'arba shois. That is 4 hours. So everybody agrees the translation of the pasuk that there is a point in the day that's called not cham hayoim. That happens at 6 hours, but rather cham hashemesh. If you're in the sun, you'll be warm, and if not, then you won't be. That happens in the fourth hour. Is that the end of the boike? Technically, no, not at all. But if it says in the Torah, baboike, baboike, it says it twice. So we're talking about a time which is actually earlier than the end of the boike. Let's see one more. Rashi. Lishnei bekorim, shaloi hoyu loiktim. They did not collect them on, elo, b'shaloish, shois, orishoinois, shehu, boiker, Rishoin. So we've now been taught a new principle, as it were. There's Boike Rishoin and there's Boike Sheini. They collected them on until which point? Till the end of Boike Rishoin, which is 9 o'clock. So this is not the normal Boike that we talk about, B'chola Torah Kula. The normal Boike, like for example, the Tomid Shel Shacha, where it says you do it in the Boike, that is either till 10 o'clock, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or 12 o'clock, according to Rabbonon. This is not the regular boike. Why not? Because the Torah repeats the word boike. It says, baboike, baboike. So either way, it's referring to an earlier time. It takes us to 9 o'clock, i.e., they were only allowed to collect the mon until 9 o'clock in the morning, which is 3 hours into the day, following which you've now arrived at the fourth hour. That is the time that's called the Cham HaShemesh. It's not Cham HaYoim, because you'll only be warm if you're in the sun, not during shade, but that's when it melted. But surely the Boike hasn't finished. You're right. But this Boike has finished because it says Boike twice. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Now, Ezra Hashem, we have a lot of work on our hands now. The plan is for tomorrow. Ezra Hashem will learn tomorrow. Have a look at the next Gemara, which begins at Tfilas HaMincha. And just do a very few lines. Tfilas HaMincha, but stop when you get to the eighth bottom line, the sixth last word, Rav Ikla. The first word on the line is Veloy Kamar. Udovid Kamar, Ravid, Ovid Kamar, Ravid. Stop at the word Rav. Stop at the word Rav. Then have a look at the top Tosfos, which actually is a Gemara in a previous section. Miss out the first few lines and just go straight to the last word on the last wide line where it says V'im Toima. Vav Aleph Tov. Have a look at that Tosfos, and then have a look at the bottom Tosfos as well. You might well get stuck. Don't get worried. At the end of the Tosis, you'll see there's lots of stars and hagoyos and amendments. Read the entire Tosis. If you get stuck at the end, don't spend too long on it. And then, Emet Hashem, we're going to see Shulchan Aruch, and it's quite a bit, very, very important halachas. In the Shulchan Aruch, it is Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Reish Lamed Gimel, that's Chelek Beis, not Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis. Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. 233 Sif Aleph. Emet Hashem, I'll see you all tomorrow morning at 9:15 or tonight for the Tfilavad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Square. Square.